Welcome to Commission Impossible. This is Scott Fish, and with me as always is... Oh, crap. Ryan's not here. Oh, well, we're going to make the best of it. Ryan and I have become known for our commission over the years, got together, start a little podcast, help other commissioners out. If you're new to the show, all episodes are pretty evergreen, which means you can do what many people do and binge them. What we do here is go over settings, league running, listener questions, bad commissioner stories, interesting league ideas people have sent us, go over some of our own ideas that have now become very popular, and we answer nearly every single email we get. If you want to email us, you can email us at commishpod@gmail.com. Now, on to the show. As I said in the open, Ryan is not here today. Man, this every week thing, it's going to be tough to find time sometimes. We're going to have to get some other listeners, other commissioners on to talk about their leagues, bank a few of those for a week where Ryan and I just cannot connect. This is one of those weeks. And what we're going to, what I'm going to do here is just read you a submitted story by Tony, somewhere from a Seahawks. He's probably somewhere at a Seahawks tailgate. That's what I'm going to assume where Tony is. He's probably up there in Seattle, probably. This is from Tony. In a league I was once a commish for, we had this team manager who was a thorn in our side. He was new to fantasy, and when he first joined the league, he then became a rules expert after like three seasons. We were a keeper league where you could keep two players, but they cost first and second round picks. I was coaching high school football at the time and stepped down as commish prior to this particular season. This was at a time when the IR spot was not really used. Think like 2004, 2005. So we had a rule that if a keeper type person got injured and out for the season, and you emailed the league and told them he was a possible keeper for the following season, you could drop him and no one would pick him up. Just an unwritten rule. And that's where we're going with this. So this clown of an owner, his words, not mine. I don't know the guy. Maybe he's not a clown. Maybe he was. I don't know. Picks up the dropped keeper player after the email was sent. We all, of course, put him on blast via email, but he refuses to drop the player. So the commish reverses the transaction. He picks up the guy again, claiming there is no written rule. It gets reversed again, and we thought it was over. Fast forward to that Sunday, we are at a Seahawks tailgate, but before the game, and noticed during the games, they were at the Seahawks tailgate before the game, and they noticed it during the early games that he picked up that player again. Of course, we're about 10 beers deep, and the guy shows up to the tailgate like he's an attorney walking into court. In his hand is printed rules from the CBS website that they were using for that league. And as he starts to jabber to our commish about there isn't a rule, blah, 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 the commish snatches the paper from his hand with a set of tongs and promptly throws them onto the hot grill and closes the lid. The look on the clown's, again, hit their words, not mine, the clown's face when he does that was priceless. He thought he was going to show us and he got owned. The following year, we had bylaws written up and an IR spot instituted. Still one of the funniest stories. Still we talk about it to this day. I have some others from that league that are pretty good as well. Mostly just drunk stories from travel drafts as the league still travels for drafts to like Vegas, New Orleans, Nashville. Thanks for the email, Tony. That's definitely a fun story. I love that you travel to different destinations for your drafts. My home league never really has or done that. Like, I feel like a lot of the people in it now travel to my house. It's traveling for them, not for me. But I've always kind of wanted a destination league. That sounds really fun. Maybe one of these years. I mean, we're 33 years into mine. Maybe one of these years maybe the 40th year we'll celebrate with a destination. But yes, that brings us to the very common home league unwritten rule conversation. And honestly, this stretches beyond home leagues because a couple of the things that are just have always been unwritten rules in fantasy are things like, you know, no tanking and you can't trade, you know, a bunch of players for basically nothing. And like, there's lots of things that are just unwritten rules that are basically just like collusion is not a written rule in a lot of leagues. And we all know you can't do it. Tanking goes right along with that. That's just been an unwritten rule for, you know, 50 years of playing fantasy. Now it's still more common to have no tanking, but it's more common that nowadays than it was that people enjoy tanking in leagues. But that has to be written in. If you're going to allow tanking, it needs to be a written rule, because the unwritten rule is no tanking. So this one, they didn't have IR spots, or they were not really used. The system didn't have it or whatever. And basically they had an unwritten rule in that keeper league for a long time. And everyone knew it, that you could not pick up a guy if they sent a memo to the league that, hey, this is a possible keeper. This is an IR guy, but he's a possible keeper. He's injured. I'm going to drop him, because they're not using the IR. And the guy went against the unwritten rule. Ah, man, I tell you, that is funny. Every league gets one, not every league, but that guy exists in so many leagues. It's just a frustrating thing when you get the guy who doesn't care about the unwritten rules. You want to close those loopholes as best you can, but you're always going to have guys that are going to try to exploit the loopholes. John Bosch. But I will give credit. John definitely wants to exploit loopholes, but he also... he also understands the spirit of the league, and I don't think he would ever do such to an unwritten rule. He'll love this when he hears this, because he fully admits that he is the guy that looks for ways to get that edge. But if it's an unwritten rule and everyone knows it and there's an email sent, come on, man, it's an unwritten rule. And this goes to something I tweeted a couple weeks ago. So I'm pairing it up with this story. I put out there, what percentage of your leagues have bylaws? About half said all or almost all, but a quarter of the people said only a quarter of their leagues, meaning 75% of the leagues don't have bylaws. I followed it up with, does your home league of record, main league, whatever, have bylaws? Nearly 40% of the people who voted in that poll, is about 1,000 votes, said no, their home league doesn't. And I'm fully that guy. My home league did not have bylaws for the first decade plus. And we finally decided to put something down. Maybe 15 years. We finally decided to put something down, and through movement of different sites or whatever, and just, you know, not really ever caring or needing the bylaws, because everybody knew the rules. They disappeared for a long, we didn't have them for a long time again. Finally, about a year or so ago, a year or two ago, we got a new member, and we're like, you know what? We should probably have these. There's a lot of unwritten rules to this league. We probably should bring some bylaws back. But I would say for of the now 33, 34 years, whatever, that my home league has been running since the 92 season, we have not had bylaws for 90% or more of those years. And that's not the worst thing in the world. If everyone understands and everyone is on board, and when things happen, you have a good group, and when things happen, you tell, you know, you remind everybody of these X rules. God, a good group of owners is going to be understanding and understand the spirit of things. My home league, one of our big unwritten rules is, you, after the season, you start dropping players slowly. You don't hold on to all your players right up until the keeper league draft. You're supposed to drop them over the course of the summer, so people can have a good idea of who you're going to keep, drop, trade them, get those rosters pared down. Even though the official deadline to cut down before the draft is, you know, the day of the time the draft starts, the day of the draft. But everybody knows, get down to, you know, 4, 5, 6 guys for the, you know, for the week leading into that draft. So we know what we're expecting to see in the draft, and we're making trades for those last players. It creates a good amount of healthy trading as well. We got our first new owner in over a decade, about 2 or 3 years ago, Paul Charchian. And we told him he had no issue. Of course not. You know, you get good owners, good group of owners. And when the whole league is like, this is, you know, this is just an unwritten rule, really good owners shouldn't have a problem with that. And this guy just doesn't sound like he was a good fit for that league. Most of the time, Ryan and I preach on here, you should absolutely have bylaws. And obviously we rewrote up our bylaws for my home league. If you're going to have guys like this, you need bylaws. But you know what? It's not the worst thing in the world if you don't, if you have a really good group of people, a good home league, and hopefully not a lot of money on the line. Because the more money, the more rule stickler you're going to get, even from the best of people. But honestly, just write up a small list of bylaws. It's really not that hard. We have copies of bylaws out there. You can copy and adjust to your league. It takes, you know, half an hour, and then you have them. But unwritten rules in home leagues, they're a thing. They're fine as long as you got a good group. But I get it. Fun story there from Tony, from probably a Seahawks tailgate. Even though it's February, I'm sure he's at a Seahawks tailgate somewhere, probably him and his buddies having a few beers. Sounds like a fun time. That's all I'm going to do for today. I want Ryan to come back. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Just tell you a story, take up 10 minutes, and we'll be back next week with an all new episode of Commission Impossible. Make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever you listen to podcasts on. Tell your friends, tell your league mates, tell your commissioners about our show. Follow me on Twitter, ScottFish24. Follow Ryan, RyanMC23. Before I say the thanks for listening, have a great day thing. Maybe you have your own unwritten rule you think is pretty cool that you just can't do because of the system, the host you're on, or your league just doesn't have a rule set, like a bylaws. You have a cool unwritten rule or something in your league like that. I'd love to hear them. You can email us at commishpod@gmail.com. We're going to have probably a few solo shows here and there where it's just one story or one question read. We're going to have shows where maybe I'm missing or Ryan is missing, and we bring John Bosch on to talk about one of his leagues, much like we talked about Death Becomes You last week with Ryan. We want to have a little bit, you know, a little more freedom and keep coming at you each week with different things. So if you have something fun you want to add to the show that might be a cool thing for us to talk about, please email us, commishpod@gmail.com. Now that's it. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.